Week 3 coaches shows here on the MSU Sports Radio Network at 103.9 KMZA. Here's the Jackson Heights locker room chat here with boys head coach Brett Plattner. Right now, Jackson Heights Cobras on the season 3-2, getting back to above 500 with a win last night over the Onega Buffaloes, a massive 42-point win, 72-30, a bounce back after the loss against St. Mary's last Friday. Coach, what can you tell me here about these last couple of games since we last spoke?
Yeah, definitely two games in which the score was basically flipped. One with us being on the short end of it versus St. Mary's on Friday, where, you know, obviously I think everyone knows that St. Mary's is a quality opponent and has really good basketball players and is coached really well. And, you know, there were some good things that certainly happened in that game, and there's always good things you can take away from a game, even though you get blown out like we did on Friday. But, you know, they just played at a pace that was a little bit higher than what we were used to at the time going into there, and were able to, you know, turn us over and make us uncomfortable on the offensive end. But, you know, in some ways, a game like that, playing a really good team on Friday, we were able to come back, put that game in the rearview mirror, look at some of the film on Monday about things that they were doing really well against us and things that we were maybe struggling with, and broke down some film for about 45, 50 minutes with the kids about do's and don'ts and, you know, how we can get better and how we can be a better basketball team moving forward. And I think that reflected, you know, right away on Tuesday. We were able to get some better ball movement as a whole. Everybody was involved, you know, 1 through 5, as far as, you know, running the floor well and making sure the ball didn't stick and generating quality shot opportunities. And, you know, even defensively, I thought we were pretty good as far as making them uncomfortable with the ball as they brought it up the floor and getting in the passing lanes and just making sure that they were a little bit uncomfortable in their sets. So, you know, you sometimes you don't get this when you coach basketball, but I think there was drastic improvement in just a one game stretch in about a 4-day period. I was happy to see the boys respond in that manner.
And talking about a lot of those performances last night, I was there at that game. It was, you know, an incredible performance from your boys. A lot of Euro steps, you know, a lot of style out there. But, of course, a lot of great fundamental play, too. A lot of good steals, a lot of great assists. Real quick, you talk about Drake Mellies in that game, 18 points. He had 4 assists, 4 steals, you know, 4 rebounds. He had 4 threes. He actually tripled his amount of threes on this season, going from 2 to 6 now on the year. So talking about that game for him and kind of what that means for him as an athlete and a player here coming for the rest of the season.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he knows that that was there. We knew that was there. And, you know, you come up a deep run in the playoffs in football like we did, and sometimes it takes a little bit to get those basketball feet back underneath you. And, you know, that's what we expect from Drake, both now and, you know, deep into the season here. He's our leader. He's the guy who sets the tempo and the tone for us. And when he's playing well, it seems like the rest of us follow suit. And he had notable performances from Eli Kirk as well, able to add 13 points, which I think is a varsity career high. Devin Montgomery is still getting his feet wet, if you will, on the varsity level, but he's, you know, poured in a steady 12. And, you know, all around, Ian Allen with great defense, knocking down some timely shots, as well as Jace Doyle. And then Austin Zeller's ability to defend the post down low and really give us a physical inside presence, as well as what Tegan Bauhe was able to provide for us too. So really great all around effort from our boys. And, you know, I was really, really proud of the way they worked together and played good team basketball, like you mentioned. And that's been a focus from us, not only last Friday when we struggled, but, you know, Tuesday when we played well, is, guys, how can we turn good shots into great shots? What's that extra player, that extra pass that's going to make our offense flow just that, you know, one step or one pass better? And then defensively too, you know, having your teammates back, allowing them to take chances out top and making sure that we're in the correct help side positioning behind.
Well, Coach, upcoming here on your schedule, you only have one game before you head to the winter break, then you'll come out January 2nd against Horton. But real quick before we get to that, though, here on Friday to finish it out, excuse me, here Thursday this week against McLeod, that'll finish it out here for you. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup here against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, they have a little bit of turnover. They graduated 2 3-year starters that certainly provided a lot of point and scoring output for them over the last several years. But, you know, just as they, you know, don't return those guys, they had young guys that were kind of stepping up and getting some varsity action next year that have kind of taken over that mantle. So they're certainly young, but they're very talented and they're always well coached. So it's going to be a struggle for us, you know, to continue to do the positive things on the floor that we've been seeing Tuesday and carry that over into Thursday and continue our defensive identity of making every possession tough for the opponent to score. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to hopefully ride that momentum into Christmas break. It's always better to go into Christmas break coming off of a win. And, you know, Christmas break, we always talk about for our team, is a huge growth moment and opportunity. So we'd like to head in with that win, like I mentioned, and continue this growth and this process so that we can come out of the new year, you know, going strong.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us in week number 3 here on the Locker Room Chat.
Thanks as always, Krennan.
That was boys head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, Brett Plattner, the boys coach. And here again, upcoming here for the Jackson Heights Cobras, tonight's matchup against the McLouth Bulldogs, which you can listen and watch here on the Cobra channel. This locker room chat has been provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron's Kirk's Body Shop.